Hello, Sister Saints.
Hello, sisters. How are you today?
Hey, so on this audio...
What are we doing, Sister Debbie?
Well, I asked Brother James. I said, hey, you know, I was thinking about something, and I wanted to do an audio. It's just a real simple thing I wanted to share with you, sisters. And I said, do you want to do it with me? And he said, sure. And I said, do you want me to spring it on you so you don't even know what it is? Or do you want to know what I was thinking ahead of time? And he goes, oh, we'll just go with it. Don't tell me ahead of time.
I'm a van dweller and a street preacher. I'm used to surprises.
Yeah. I love to see it. You know, when I bring something up to Brother James, he always has a good biblical answer. So
that, I try.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Glory to God.
Yeah, well... And when I say answer, this isn't even a question. This is just kind of sharing some thoughts. So Brother James has no clue where I'm going with this.
Oh, so maybe there's not a wrong answer then.
No, I don't think so.
We'll find
out. So anyway, yeah, I was just going to share something with you, sisters. You know, years ago, I used to live in bigger cities. Brother James used to live in bigger cities. And then in our corporate world, we used to have to fly all over and land in a big city and get a car and drive out and all this big city business.
Stay in hotels.
Yeah, it's just like busy, busy here and there. And over the years, it's grown a lot. And
yeah.
It's like these big cities have gotten bigger and bigger. But anyway, so I'm just kind of painting that. Well, Brother James and I had, we were blessed to have many years out in the country.
Yeah.
Homesteading and living a very peaceful life.
Well, you and I both grew up in the country.
Yes.
And then our middle part of our life took us into cities and suburbs.
Right.
And then later part in our life, we got back to running a homestead, living off grid as we became believers. And then from there, we went on the road. So.
Right. That's Thank you for like summarizing
so
that.
So the country is in our blood from youth.
Yes.
Or
yeah.
in our makeup from youth. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, good point. I didn't even think of that part. So, yeah. And so anyway, I'm just kind of painting a picture here because of a lesson I've learned, and I think you'll appreciate it. So Brother James kind of brought us around to where we are now, van dwelling. We sold what we have, and now we're in a van, and we live in parking lots, and it's busy. And
travel the country, go to little cities, medium cities. We go to some pretty big cities.
And, yep, and that's kind of where I'm going on this.
We're
in
one right now that's about, 500,000 people?
Yeah. And so we just left the Midwest, which we're very comfortable with because we've traveled up and down it. There's bigger cities, but we're very familiar with it all, and there's nothing like that really is like super horrendous unless you go to the super big ones like Chicago and Milwaukee and things like that. And as it gets colder up north, we head south, just like the migration. You know, we want to go where the people are outside, so we're heading east and south. And while we do that, we have to encounter bigger highways, a lot more people, and then we're eventually going to head down to a state that has like over, 20-some thousand, million people?
25 million people, yeah.
In one piece of land. And lots of witnessing
lots
down there.
Lots of traffic,
awesome.
Yeah,
so in my mind lately, I've been kind of gearing myself up for lots of people and traffic and less privacy,
much
less privacy. And Romans 12, 1 and 2 come to my mind, you know, it's a reasonable service, a living sacrifice, you know. And so it's just kind of a mindset to leave something that you're used to, go into something different. And I wanted to share this. I thought this has been very encouraging to me. So as I've been kind of getting my mindset on this and in the bigger cities and stuff and dealing with my flesh, putting my flesh down on it, which would rather be out in the country. And I know Brother James, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick, in my flesh, when I used to go to big cities, I would get itchy. I'd want to be away from all the people in the crowds, and I'd want to get back out in the country. But now in the spirit, when I get in a big city, my flesh still doesn't like it. But now I look around and go, there's a lot of people to witness to here.
Exactly. Hey, and you're going right where I was going to go.
I don't want to be here in my flesh, but God calls us.
Right. Especially with us living in a vehicle right in it. It makes it a little bit different. But anyway.
Yeah. Beggars everywhere.
Right. So we know some saints who left the comfort of a more country setting, and they purposely chose to move to a bigger city because of more opportunities to witness.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say that, you know, when I heard that, that gave me a lot of strength, a lot of encouragement. And I was like, wow, that was like a perfect gift to me. Right, you know, thinking about that as we're headed into all these people and my flesh not liking it and me trying to kill my flesh. Not a big deal because I'm like Brother James, you know, when there's a lot of people, it's like, hey, I don't care where we are. We could be in the middle of 65,000 people. If you got to be able to give the gospel out, I'm all for it.
Right.
It's that driving around and living in it and stuff in between that makes it a little difficult. And so I just wanted to say, you know, how the body of Christ works. You know, the experiences that people share together can help encourage.
Right.
And I know
inform people.
Right, right. And that's kind of what I wanted to share on this. You know, if people are quiet and they don't share a whole lot and they don't want to share scriptures, experiences, what they've learned, some of their trials, the rest of the body loses out on that. You know,
it's kind of selfish.
It is. And so by these people, you know, as a good example, going, putting themselves in a place where they'd rather be out in the country too, but willingly to do this for the Lord because they love him and they want to share the gospel, that has helped remind me and help my flesh and strengthen me. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, kind of sharing in the body, how the hand, the arm, the eye, or however it is, we all kind of help each other and encourage
Amen.
One another.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They came from we'll just say it, an Anabaptist community living on like a ranch type style.
Yeah.
And they decided to move to a bigger city because it gave them more opportunity to get involved in ministry. There's lots of immigrants there. There's
right.
lots of people that they can proclaim the gospel to. So,
right.
And that's why we go to busier states. It's why we go to big events. You know, when Apostle Paul wanted to share the gospel, he didn't go sit in the middle of the desert. He went to marketplaces, he went to the temple, he went to Mars Hill where the pagans were, and they had all of their temple idol worship.
Right.
So we go where the people are to proclaim the good news to the people.
Right.
It's one of the three P's of street preaching.
Yeah.
You need parking, public access, you need people.
And the people, yeah, right. And then to kind of turn this a little bit, I wanted to say they forsook their Anabaptist ways for freedom to go serve Christ
Amen.
In truth
yep.
and not the false man-made traditions of the Anabaptist
yep.
ways. So,
yep.
and then
yeah, they
so,
left all that. Yeah.
yeah, they did. And so to share on this, it's been making me think about how wonderful it is with the body of Christ, even when they're scattered. Sharing of your life and what may seem insignificant to you sometimes may be just what somebody else needs.
It's true.
To hear for encouragement.
An experience that you've had,
right.
whether it's been a good one or could be a bad experience, it can teach other people. Maybe they're about to go through it. Maybe they just went through it. They see other people striving on in their adversities, and they go, you know what? I can do that. That greatly encouraged me. God's working in them. He can work in me. But if we just all keep to ourselves and we don't share, that's why we like the internet. We pour out to each other long distance. If we don't share, we become closed, and we're supposed to. The Bible says over 53 times to one another each other. And since
right.
we're not in front of people, the best way we can one another them is either on the phone or text or internet.
Right, and I was going to share with us sisters, you know, it is encouraging, you know, even for sisters, Titus 2 sisters, because not everybody's out here like I am on
right.
the streets, you know, being able to witness a whole lot. The repetitious jobs that you have, you know, can kind of make you tired. But when you share that with another sister who's going through the same thing, and she goes, oh, yeah, I like to rejoice that another godly woman
faces that.
Yeah, is doing her good works with joy and cheer and, the strength of
Peter,
the Lord.
Peter and Paul both talk about how the trials build character in us. And also, we could say along with trials, the experiences do that too.
Oh, right.
It's one of the reasons why I like to put out my witnessing audios, because I hope that people will listen to them and they'll go, hey, I had an experience like that, or, hey, my neighbor's Roman Catholic. I could say that to them, and it'll help people to better their ministry.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons, or that is why Brother James and I, we share audios and videos and
right.
writings and everything that we can to encourage and help people. And it's awesome when sisters grow and learn in the knowledge of the Lord, and then their love for one another grows, and they share.
Amen.
And it's more, it's like pouring out and giving and
yeah.
being filled up. And
yeah, and that's what I always talk about, is fill yourself up with the Word of God, have fellowship. But then when you're full, you got to pour yourself out to other people, and then God fills you up again. If you don't constantly pour yourself out, you're not being replenished and refilled with the living water. You're
right.
selfish, just holding on to what you have.
Well, that's right, and that also goes with a lot of people who are afraid to go out and share the gospel.
Yeah.
You know,
not using your talents very well.
That's right, and a lot of people, well, not a lot, but many that we've run into, you know, when they're first born again, they don't understand. The body of Christ is awesome to help one another, but it's to train for the ministry to
Amen.
Share. It's not all include. It's not all like, how do you want to say it?
It's
looking
not
at
all
each
about
other
you.
And, yeah, yourself and hanging around other people and, you know, just living this life with other believers. It's a wonderful thing to do, but the greater command and the greater call
yeah.
would be to go shine your light out in the world where others can be brought into the body of Christ.
Yeah, the Bible says it's better to give than receive. So if you're having a bad day and you got trials and issues, if you go forth, and whether it's online or in person, and you share with other people, you might run into people that got it a lot worse than you. And then you know what you say? You say, thank you, Lord, for my situation. It's not as bad as I thought. But if we just close into ourselves and just look at our problems, oh, it's like the worst in the world. As soon as we pour out to other people, you might find out you're actually blessed. And it will help you grow in your faith and in your walk to pour out to other people that God gives you. Truth, you pour it out. Love, care, concern.
Right. Yeah. Right. And the more you do it, the more God will see your faithfulness. Amen. And it's not in vain. And
the most important, it glorifies God.
Yes.
When we love each other, look after each other, share our lives, it's glorifying to our Father in heaven.
Right. And then we grow up one another to go out and share that with the world, you know, because that is a great command. We don't want to hide our light.
Yeah, he said, make disciples.
Right. So I just want to say, I don't know, it kind of went all over the place, which is good. We got lots of different thoughts and wisdom here. But yeah, I was just greatly encouraged by seeing the example. Well, here you go. It's an example. These, and they're young.
Young. Under 30.
Believers that are really striving and shedding, and they've lost a lot in their life. Yep. And just to see them wanting to go and sacrifice of their life to share the gospel with other people, that really helped encourage me. I know we're already out here doing it, and Brother James and I, we're pretty strong, you know, we're pretty seasoned in it, but that doesn't mean that things like this can't,
it's
like, really help us.
It's encouraging when we see others do it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I guess that's why we share all different kinds of things. Maybe some people go, well, I don't know why you shared some of that stuff, a picture of a coffee cup, you know.
Well, what happens is, too, is our experiences and our walk, we get to share with them, and that helps bolster them, helps grow them, and so God uses that. It's like Paul said, he plants and then other people water, and that's kind of what we're doing, is planting seeds, hoping to plant truth in people, encouragement, experiences, and when we're dead and gone, we hope the people that have come across our path maybe still find our website, maybe still heard of us and go, you know what? I remember what they said, what they did. We need to do that now.
Right.
Keep doing it. Kind of reminds me of the story, like when the martyrs, there were stories of martyrs. They couldn't stomp out Christianity because they would bring a bunch of people in to kill them, and everybody, they'd do a public execution, thinking it would discourage everybody. And when they saw these people die with great bravery for the Lord, many men said, hey, they died with great bravery. We should do that. And it kept propagating, and Rome could not stamp out Christianity because men and women kept picking up the, I'll say, the mantle, the truth of God. They kept picking up the word and the spirit and going with it when they saw other people standing in it.
Right.
Now, if they would have saw those people cop out and run like cowards, there would have been nothing to stand on. So they talk about, we build ourselves on the shoulders of people that went before us, like Apostle Paul and Peter. And so if we don't stand strong and be a good witness, then how can we be a good witness, be a good example?
Right.
We can't.
Right. So everything from the big things that you might share to the little things, like I was just saying, you know, a picture of a coffee cup with something that says, hey, if you were here, I would give you this.
Yep.
I would love you. I'd give you hospitality, to the fact of, even more, sharing scripture verses and how it has changed your life, sharing your own testimony, your experiences, and then encouraging one another, go, share this with the world, preach it, proclaim it,
amen.
And however it is that a godly woman would be doing that. So,
amen.
Yeah, praise God for all this, and it was, thanks for adding to all these different
that
insights.
That was enjoyable, and it is encouraging to know of other saints. That's why we encourage people to reach out, to seek in the gospel and unity of doctrine, because that we can build and weave our lives together, and it's glorifying to God, it'll help your walk, and it's loving your neighbor, which is the second great command.
Right, and Brother James and I are here to encourage and equip and strengthen the saints right where they are, where the Lord has lots of work for every sister I know.
Oh yeah.
Where they're at, and they're impacting, their light is shining, they're
your
learning,
light.
They're growing strong, their works are being used by the Lord for the people around them, even if they can't see it.
Yeah, and last thing I'll say is, whether you're a man or a woman, I want to encourage you, if you're standing alone where you are in Christ, and you think, well, I'm all alone, and here I am in Christ, you can look at it two ways. I'm all alone here in Christ. Or you could say, wow, I might be the only true saint these people ever see. What a great responsibility God's given me. I'm going to do it with all that I am.
Yeah, we heard a brother say one time when he was realizing, you know, just being born again, he said, I've been given a great gift.
Yep.
Because there is so few. So take that great gift share it in all the different ways, even in ways, you know, that you think may be insignificant, your love, your caring, your concern, and encouraging the brethren, being an example.
Yeah, it's like a fire. You spark it, you get it going, and if you don't keep feeding it, it'll go out. And when you've got a good fire going, guess what you can do? You can hand parts of it off to other people.
All right.
And keep the fire going. If your fire is so small and it's dwindling, you got nothing to give away.
Yeah, that makes me think about in the years past, you know, some when the people were living way out in the middle of the woods, they had to keep their fire going, because if it went out, they could die. And then sometimes they would have to walk miles to their neighbor's house to get a coal or a torch or something.
And carry it on.
Yep, and then bring it back to their house, and they got to keep doing it. And
somebody
diligent.
Was faithful, kept the fire going so other people could come and get fire.
Right. Yeah that's awesome. Amen. So praise God for that.
Yeah, amen.
All right, well, I was
good
just...
Good topic, Sister Debbie.
Yep, I just wanted to read this. 1 Corinthians 12:12-14. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many.
Amen. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Praise
not
God.
Not one member, but many. Hand, eye, nose, and feet. Yeah.
Yeah. And we all play a part.
All play our part.
Yeah. All right. Well, praise God. And thanks for listening, sisters.
Hold fast, Sister Saints. We love you in the Lord.
Amen. We do. May God be praised.
Amen.